Hey guys, this is Ishan Raza here, and today I want to talk about words that we use. And as we know, we are all on a journey. You are on a journey. I'm trying to make something happen in my life. We are playing with the law of attraction. We're playing with energy. We all understand how the manifestation works. And so we also understand that words that we use are so, so powerful. Now, some of the people, if you are listening to this and you're thinking, no, words don't matter, I want you to go and Google search. There was an experiment done by some people. It's called Rice Experiment or something along those lines. And basically what they did is they took rice and they kept rice in two separate dishes. And one was labeled with words like love and care and all those nice words, gratitude. And the other dish was labeled with words like hate and anger and guilt and shame. And they just were observing what happens to these two dishes if they are left alone and if they are just left with those labels on them. And you can see the result was quite clear that the words had a huge impact on the growth of rice in the jar. The jar which had all the negative statements on it did not show much growth. Actually, it started to die and was rotten and all that stuff. And similarly, on the other hand, the jar which had nice letters written on it, love, gratitude and happiness and joy, it grew beautifully. So that proves, if you're looking for evidence whether words have any impact or not, that is a really great indication. Actually, you can do this experiment at home. It would be fun to see what you find. So that, do it. However, I want to talk about it in a specific situation where I come across a lot of people, and we would do some sort of work. We would do some work with their subconscious mind. We will help them, I will help them clear their blocks which are preventing them from moving, and I will help them guide them on the path to manifestation and how to activate law of attraction into their life. And once the session ends, they say, let's see what happens now. And I get a little upset when people say this, because as I said, the words have a lot of power on your results. So when you say something like this, let's see what happens now, you are creating a doubt, an energy of doubt. So when you say let's see what happens, you're going back to that mind which says cause and effect, the mind which says that everything happens through some sort of mechanism, while we know that law of attraction does not need an excuse. Things happen on their own. Opportunities show up on their own. When you are in the right vibration, when you are in the right energy, you will attract the right opportunities, you will make the right decisions, and things will start happening for you. But when people say let's see what happens, there is again that mind, the strong mind, creeping in and saying, but I am the one who is making the things to happen in this life. I am the controller. I am the one who is making things happen. So let's see what happens is a doubt statement. I want you to stay away from it. Whether you are working with me or not, when you are working on yourself, when you are learning to grow, when you are learning new techniques of being successful, of being happy and moving ahead in life and raising your vibration to manifest things that you want to happen in your life, don't let these words creep into your mind. Don't have this thinking. Be aware. Say things like this: I'm excited for what's coming next. I'm really excited to see what shows up now. And say it with that energy. Instead of saying, let's see what happens now, because that is the energy of doubt. And that creates, when you have doubt, there is no doubt that you will not see results. Because doubt always prevents you from going the next level. Doubt is where people have risk. People want to take decisions, but they will not take risk, right? So doubt is your enemy to success, because risks are there and you can be successful and you can have a learning lesson. But doubt is there to prevent you from growing. Doubt is there to keep you in your safe space. Doubt is there to keep you in your comfort zone. So you don't want that comfort zone. You are working on growing yourself. You're working on going the next level. You're working on growing yourself in your career, in your spiritual path, in your relationship, in your health. So why would you allow doubt to creep in? And people don't do it intentionally, I know that. So that's why I thought I'll talk about it today. So when you're working on yourself through a practitioner or yourself, when you're learning to grow, when you're practicing techniques and methods that are supposed to grow you, first of all, give them some time to show you results, because vibration changes. It takes time for you to adjust to it. And secondly, instead of saying, let's see what happens now, say, I'm so excited for what's going to show up in my life. I'm so excited for what's coming next for me. Show excitement, show that energy, and then vibrate in that energy, and that's it. Your job is done. You worked on yourself, you removed your blocks, you are showing excitement for what's coming next. Don't expect anything, because you don't really know what is going to show up next for you, which is going to take you on your path to be successful. So just go with that excitement. I'm so excited for what's coming up next for me. Okay, so hopefully this makes sense. Pay attention to the words that you are using on a day-to-day basis. Every word that you use has energy and will have an effect on your results. So be very careful of those words. And I'm not saying suppressing your emotions. I'm saying be careful how you express it. Okay, so thanks for tuning in today. I will be here tomorrow with another tip or trip. Bye for now.